Many of us don't need to look to Broadway for drag inspiration. Here in San Francisco, we boast a drag culture that transcends generations as easily as genders. One of the icons of that world is Glamamore, known in her community as Grandmother, probably because she's been performing for over 30 years.
Even if you don't like drag queens, I think, like, you feel like you're in the right place if you see a drag queen somewhere. You're like, oh, gays are here. Do you know what I mean? There's somebody that will probably understand me on some level. Yeah, we're like lighthouses, I guess, for the gay communities. I think we always have been. We stick out.
And in the Bay Area, the entire drag community is sticking out more and more lately. Last week alone, there were over a half dozen drag events right here in San Francisco. KALW's Daniel Moore was able to catch up with Glamamore this past week for a behind-the-scenes look at the city's thriving drag culture. And a note to our listeners, this piece does contain adult material.
All right, so we're going to bring back to the stage a couple numbers for you guys back to back. Without any further ado, let's go ahead and hear it for Glamamore and Queen!
Well, let's see. Glamamore, who is she? Sort of always been a dykey drag queen. Even when I'm, like, you know, when I'm all gussied up, hair, nails, and everything, I still always, like, I was like, Glamamore is definitely abroad.
Help me.
Pull it.
You love my outfit?
Thank you. Pull the pants down. Somebody take my pants off.
Little 50s Vegas-y or a borscht belt kind of style.
I hate when he says that to me.
Cantankerous, definitely.
There you go. Don't be cute. Pump's over there.
Kick you if I have to. Like, don't make fun of me, let me make fun of me. So that's Glamamore.
So tonight we're doing all duets with the grandmother of something, Glamamore. And she has been working her ass off all week, getting these costumes, getting the numbers together, making sure everybody's together. So without any further ado, let's bring to the stage my grandmother, Glamamore!
If I'm going through the process of putting on hair and makeup and all of these things, well, there is a moment just when I'm finishing the end of my lipstick where I'm like, oh, there she is, and I see it. But, like, my whole rest of my face could be painted for hours, but no, there is a moment that where that last piece of makeup goes on, and it's like, ooh, there it is. When I put on a gown or something, like, I've never really felt like I was a woman. Like, I will never know what that actually feels like, because I am not. I love my penis. There are people who do drag, and it is more attached to their gender identity. For me, whether I'm putting on pants or a skirt, I never feel this magical sex change. Although I do, like, you know, like in years past, I've called it, like, you know, the power of the breast once I put my tits in. Glamamore can get away with a lot more stuff than I would ever do as my David part. There is, like, again, the power of the breast. Like, I, you know, you can magically be able to tell any group of big truckers to go f*** themselves when you're in drag. Sometimes I don't suggest it. It has happened before in my life where I have wound up in doing that, and I would never do that as David. So maybe there's, like, this amount of boldness that occurs when Glamamore, when I'm doing Glamamore as opposed to David, who I'm, like, also, I'm very, like, by nature, I think I'm very, like, decidedly introverted. People don't understand that, because on stage I'm like a hog. They used to call me the hog queen of lip sync, and that is true. It's like I am volcanic on stage, and off stage I'm rather quiet, and I keep to myself a lot, drink coffee, smoke my cigarettes, make stuff. So there is that difference, definitely.
So after this next number, we're going to take a brief little break. But come back. Hey, shh, over here, too much laughing. So after this number, we're going to take a little break, and you guys can laugh and kiki lala all you want outside, and then we're going to do another show. So, yeah, I like that enthusiasm. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and have our last number. Performance is by Lammermoor and drama Bin Laden.
For me, at least, that being true to yourself and your relationship with the world, as in being a good anything, you have to be in it. You have to be, put yourself in it, heart in it, soul in it, mind in it, body in it, be in it. That, to me, is a good drag queen. I don't particularly care what you look like. Be it.